Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mike Stollard is here. Mike's a longtime, 13-year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. One of the leading authorities on leadership in the world. Co-founder and president of E Pluribus Partners. Author of Fired Up or Burned Out. Also, Connection Culture, which is awesome. I helped him launch both of those on the show over the years, and he's one of the guys who's going to help us get through this by dealing with COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic, this wormhole we've been extruded through by doing it between the real estate between our ears. Mike Stollard, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So I called it a head game, Mike. I said that earlier when I was telling the audience you were coming, that we now understand more about coronavirus. We're no longer, terrified of what could happen. We kind of know what's going to happen, you know, pretty much. There's new stuff coming out, but I don't think we think it's going to take us down anymore. We kind of have a better idea of what the resources are. We're going to live to fight another day. And it seems like, and I know that this is probably what you're thinking, is how we do over the next 6 months is going to be more of a head game than a money game. What do you think?
I think it is, Jim, because I sense that kind of a COVID-19 or coronavirus fatigue is setting in.
Yep.
Just people are getting tired, you know, with the quarantine, and it's a hot summer now.
Neuroscientists, and Michael, are already actually calling it COVID brain.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the risk is that we really let our guard down, because it's a very contagious disease. It is encouraging that physicians are sharing information. They've learned some practices that help protect people, you know, reduce the risk of death, flipping people over on their stomachs and
right.
Giving them oxygen seems to help keep them off of ventilators, using dexamethasone, a steroid for people who are seriously ill, has had a positive effect. So, you know, we're learning things that are protecting people. And so that's good news, but we still need to be very diligent. And I like, you know, one company we've done some work with is Costco. Costco has a great culture, and I think they're a good model for this. They were one of the first large organizations to mandate wearing masks in their warehouse. And when you know Costco's culture, it makes sense, because their catchphrase is do the right thing, which means obey the law, take care of our members, take care of our employees, respect our suppliers, and reward our shareholders. And, you know, I hope some people out there might be Costco shareholders, because if you invested $1,000 in Costco's IPO in 85, they'd be worth $500,000 today.
Mm-hmm.
So they have been wildly successful. And I think what's going to happen is, I don't know if you've seen some of the videos on the web where some Costco members were pushing back at wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Costco employees just respectfully told them that they needed to wear a mask, and if they didn't, they couldn't stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Costco's, the science tells us that it will help protect people from mm-hmm. this disease. And Costco's going to protect their employees. They're going
to
protect their members.
Well, the one thing about the employee thing, for sure, I've seen this happen where one person gets tests positive. They're not even, you know, they're not necessarily symptomatic, but they test positive for whatever reason. And that just ripples through the organization. I mean, everybody who came within 30 feet of that person has to go home. I mean, it's really a shutdown kind of thing, especially in the organization. You know, the customer thing,
right.
that's a different dynamic, and I'm not disagreeing with what you said. or what Costco is doing necessarily, but that's a different dynamic. But certainly within the organization, if that helps keep people at work, you know, that's probably what people need to do.
Right. Yeah, and so they've really been very diligent about that. And I think when this is over, we're going to look back and say Costco is in an even stronger position because their employees know that they protected them, and their members know that they were diligent about that. And I think it's just going to only strengthen Costco more when we look back. And I think it's a good model for all of us to think about
I've got a construction project going, and some contractors came to the site yesterday, and you know they had their masks on. And that was part of the company culture to wear their masks. I felt sorry for them because they were doing physical labor, but they were inside. And so they had their masks on. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Inside is the key there, as you just pointed out.
Right. But getting back to the head game thing, this is part of what that is. I mean, this is part of the how we process information, how we become part of the solution, and by doing all of this, whether it be a mask or no mask, but the way we process it between our ears, this is part of dealing with it, isn't it? This is how we deal with it. Even if you and I disagree on one thing or the other, by talking about it and dealing with things that we know, it's part of the process of dealing with it and minimizing the stress. What do you think?
I do. It's a head game for us, and it's a head game for employees. And I think there are two things that can be really helpful. One is, and I take this from Herb Pardes, who is one of the best leaders in healthcare history, I believe. He took a hospital system that was not great and made it one of the top 10 hospital systems in the U.S. It's New York Presbyterian. And Pardes, he said this one time. He said, "I anthropomorphize sickness and disease and treat it as an evil enemy that I want to slay before it harms family and friends." And I think that's a good mindset to start with, that we can't let our defenses down. We really need to be diligent about protecting ourselves, our family, our friends, the people we're responsible for leading, and maintaining that mindset that this is it's an invisible enemy that we're fighting.
And there's probably going to be COVID-21. It's probably going to be COVID-21. But at the same time, Michael, I'm hoping that in the process of getting this one behind us, to whatever degree it ever is behind us, that going forward, that we're able to deal with the next one with less hysteria. And we didn't overreact this time because we didn't know what we needed to do. Nobody knew whether we were overreacting, whether we now look back and say that we did. But going forward, I don't think that we'll have to do.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.